This new day, Lord, that you've given to us. We pray, Lord, that this day will be a wonderful day here at camp for all that are on these grounds. We again remember the boys and we remember the cottage, and we pray, Lord, that this last week that they're here at camp, these next 5 days will be rewarding and productive. And Lord, we pray for this day. Whatever they're doing in their meetings this morning and then throughout the day, just let your presence be manifest to them. And draw them to yourself. Work in their hearts, Lord. We've prayed much. Others have prayed for camp. And Lord, we're just believing that you're answering. And today's another day where you're going to answer our prayers. So we put our trust in you. Lord, help the counselors. We pray every one of them, bless them, help them today. Strengthen them today, Lord, if they're lagging or tired. Strengthen them physically and spiritually, and have your way, we pray, Lord, throughout camp, throughout this day, and in our end also here in Watch Rock. Come to us, Lord. We need you again today, Lord. We praise you, we worship you, we draw near to you, and ask your blessing upon us this morning and throughout the day. Lord, for Jesus' sake we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. 334.
Glorious is God's perfect name.
worship you, Lord. Jesus, we worship you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We do put our trust in you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Number 298. What a fellowship! Yesterday in the morning about remembering wherever you go at Pilgrim Camp, you have different sets of memories. I remember things at the church, at home, and I could remember things when I'm other places, and Pilgrim Camp has its own set of memories. And singing this song has memories also. It was not too many years ago where one young man wanted to be baptized here at camp. Now, that's not usual. I know there was a baptismal service earlier this summer, but he wanted to be, and he came all the way from Montana. He was part of a cowboy church. I don't know what a cowboy church is. I've never been to one, but he came. We started the meeting here, and then he sang this song. I guess he sang it cowboy style. He played a guitar, and so he was accompanying himself, and he stood right here, and he didn't say leaning, safe and secure. He kind of said leaning, and it was just so interesting for me to hear. And I thought, well, the Lord understands all languages and all dialects and accents, and he understands cowboy too, I guess. And so he went down to be baptized in his cowboy boots. I've never baptized anybody in cowboy boots before, and I don't think I ever will. I don't know, but I probably not. But what an interesting memory that brings back to me. But isn't it a wonderful thing that we can lean on Jesus? We can lean on those everlasting arms. It's hard to do that sometimes, and I don't do this with adults. I only do it with children, and I don't have opportunity very often anymore. But I used to, I guess almost every vacation Bible school, if we're trying to teach people what it means to trust and to lean, I'd bring a kid up, and I'd ask them if they would just stand here, and just if they would just lean back, and they would. They'd go like this, and I'd say, no, a little more. a little bit more, lean back a little bit more. And some of them were pretty good. And then they said, just keep on, lean. And don't worry, if you fall, I'll catch you. My arms are underneath you, and I made sure I picked a little kid. And I'll be able to hold on to you. I'll be able to catch you. You won't hit the ground. And it's interesting that even in children, they some of them would do it. Some of them knew me better than to do it. Some of them trusted me. And they would just let go, and they would fall right back, and I would catch them. Underneath are the everlasting arms. Now, my arms aren't the everlasting arms, but I could catch the kid that was ready to fall. But how oftentimes I'd find leaning, yeah, I'll lean a little. But then it was cut. No, I'm not going to lean any more than that. That's about as far as I go. Well, how far do you go? How much do you trust? Do you go this far? Or you go a little bit more? But how far? Have you ever just completely just let yourself go into the arms of Jesus and know that that's a safe place? You don't have to hold yourself. You don't have to keep yourself. You don't have to trust yourself. You can let go of yourself. And leaning, safe and secure from all alarms. Yahoo! Lean in. Well, maybe the Lord would like to help me to lean on those everlasting arms. And not only for ourselves, we need to do that. It's sometimes easier for us to trust the Lord for other people, because it's not our need. We're too close to our needs sometimes. And that's okay. That's okay, because that's what the family of God is for. Sometimes people can't pray, or they need help in faith or prayer. They're trusting the Lord, but it's a battle and a struggle for some people to do that. And that's where we have the family of God, where we can pray for one another and trust the Lord together and hold up one another's hands. Dear Lord, where we lack, where we fall short, where we go a certain distance and then no more, Lord, teach us better just to let you carry us, hold us. And Lord, we pray that you'll strengthen that resolve and desire. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. Dear Lord, teach me, teach us. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Shall we sing that last verse? What have I to dread? What have I to fear? Leaning on the everlasting arms, I have blessed peace with my Lord's familiar. Leaning on the everlasting arms, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord. Thank you for that song of victory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Wonderful, wonderful Jesus. Wonderful Jesus. Wonderful Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for that song. Trusting you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, we're trusting you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We do put our trust in you. We thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus, that we can trust you today. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Wonderful one. We trust you, Jesus, today. We lean upon your arms. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We reveal yourself. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord Jesus. Tis heaven to know my sins forgive. On land or sea, what matters where Jesus is. Is heaven there? Now, if I started to sing, "Once Heaven Seemed a Far Off Place," how many of you would join me? You don't know that verse. A couple of you. See, that's the problem right now. Because I could sing about that much, and then my voice might not last the rest of the verse, and then I'd be really in trouble. But we could sing it from the book because it's in here. And then you'll all have the words in front of you. But that's a wonderful truth. Where Jesus is, 'tis heaven there. It's number 318. 318. Experiences sometimes, and they bless us, and we thank God for them. But you know, that Brother Gavin talked about a dream that he had, and he saw, I guess, heaven. And that's good to see heaven in a dream, but it's only a dream. But I'm glad that when Brother Gavin woke up, heaven was still there. But it wasn't out the window. And it wasn't in a dream, but it's begun in my heart. It's in my soul. And it will last while endless ages roll. Heaven started when Jesus came in. The foretaste, the earnest of our inheritance. Just the beginning, the deposit, I think one translation puts that. We've received a deposit in our souls. We've tasted something of heaven here on earth. Now, of course, it's going to be much, much richer, deeper, fuller, broader in every way. And then when these bodies are changed and transformed, and like unto his glorious body, and we appreciate the fullness better. And yet I'm thankful for the foretaste of glory divine. Amen. I'm thankful that it starts now. I guess Peterson wrote, heaven came down, and glory filled my soul. When at the cross, the Savior made me whole. My sins were washed away, and my night was turned to day. Heaven came down, and glory filled my soul. What a wonderful thing it is when heaven comes down, and when Jesus comes in, and then when he begins to set up his kingdom in our hearts, he begins to, get greater leverage in our lives. You remember John said that he must increase, I must decrease. It has to be more of Jesus, more of his saving fullness and his love. And I guess that's just more of the kingdom of God, more heaven. More heaven coming down and filling our souls. And I remember hearing someone say, memories down in the village. A man was playing the piano down there, a young man. And the Lord began to pour out his spirit in the meeting. And we had a wonderful time in his presence. And there was a time when I heard him. I heard him with my own ears, with his hands lifted up. And he said, Lord, I can't take any more. I can't take any more. And he didn't mean I can't take life anymore and it's just that my burdens are... But he meant it just seemed to him as if heaven was just so come down to his heart and soul, and he just couldn't take any more. He just had no more room for any more heaven. And I heard him pray that way, and at that time I had already heard something of some of the earlier vessels and ministers and some prayers that they had prayed. And I went over to where he was, and I just prayed for him and said to him, Lord, enlarge his capacity. Maybe you think you got all the heaven you can possibly handle. I got no room anymore for heaven. It's all filled up in there. Well, then let Jesus spread out his kingdom in your heart. Let him broaden and deepen or widen his place in your life until heaven comes down and the glory of God fills your soul. And then there's a greater capacity yet and more and more. And I don't think I ever could get to the end. You're not even in these bodies of, I've got enough, I can't take any more. Well, Lord, there's always more. There's always more. The path of the just is like a shining light, and that light shines more and more unto that perfect day. And so, thank God for those experiences, but if heaven's only a dream, if heaven's only a passing fancy or something that you see in your mind's eye, well, it can be different, it can be better. Oh, you can know heaven in your own heart, your own soul, your own life. And this morning, heaven has come down. Hallelujah. Jesus is here. Where Jesus is, there's heaven there. And you know that Jesus is here. We all know that. And so I guess heaven's here now. I need to get heaven out into me. I need to open up my heart. And I've done that. We're doing that this morning. And we can expect that Jesus is helping us and coming to us and bringing heaven to us. This morning, my Uncle Gordon, I don't know if he still prays it. I used to sit next to him in Ridgewood on the platform, and he would have these prayers that he would often pray. Many times did I hear him pray that, Lord, you're working without interruption. You're working in me now. You're working now, right now, to will and to do of your good pleasure. And that Bible verse we all heard, but he would often then pray, Lord, you're working without interruption. You're working right now. You're working, no interruption. You're working now to bring heaven right down to my soul, right to my heart. Oh, thank God. So let the King come in. Let heaven spread out. Let Jesus fill you. with himself in a greater way. Oh Lord, thank you for it. Thank you for heaven. Thank you for the reality in our souls. Thank you, Lord, today that you spread out your kingdom within. Hallelujah. Live out your life within us, dear Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, Lord, fill us with heaven. Dear Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Heaven. Oh, Lord. Dear Lord, we open our heart for more, O Lord, of your kingdom. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Let heaven, oh Lord, fill my soul. Dear Lord Jesus, let heaven, Lord. Hallelujah, dear Lord, come in a greater way. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus, you do, Lord. Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. You come in, oh Lord. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.